Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm John Schaefer. Welcome to a special Soundcheck Live video webcast from the Green Space. Today, we're bringing you a set of performances by the singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Cody Chesnutt. Some years ago, 2002 to be precise, Cody released a sprawling 36-track song, or actually series of songs, called The Headphone Masterpiece. And shortly after that, the band The Roots got hold of one of those songs, The Seed, and along with Cody Chesnutt, re-released it on one of their own albums. That became quite a hit for them. It took 10 years, but in 2012, Cody Chesnutt finally returned with a full-length follow-up album. It is called Landing on 100, and Cody is here in the green space to play a couple of songs from it for us today. Live on Soundcheck with everybody's brother, here's Cody Chesnutt.
I used to smoke crack back in the day. I used to gamble, rent money and lose. I used to dog the nice ladies, used to swindle friends, but now I'm teaching kids in Sunday school, and I'm not turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back to little time, no turning back. One, two, three. No one could sell a lie quicker than I. No one could shift the blame better than me. I used to walk out on my family with an intent to sin, rejecting all accountability. Lord, I'm not turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning to little time, no turning back. Listen here, I'm not turning, I'm not turning, I'm not turning, I'm not turning back, I'm not turning, I'm not turning, I'm not turning, not turning back, no turning back, yeah, nah. I used to gamble, rent money and lose. One, I used to dog the nice ladies, used to swindle friends, now I'm teaching them in Sunday school. No turning back, no turning back.
That is Cody Chesnutt live on Soundcheck and a special video webcast from the Green Space with a song called Everybody's Brother. And that, Cody, is on the new record, Landing on 100. in a kind of a big band setting that really brings out the kind of classic soul sound. A lot of those old soul sounds, right. Those songs were, you know, they had a message to impart.
Indeed.
Kind of like this album and that song. How much of Everybody's Brother is autobiographical? How much is biographical of other people?
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good mashup of you know, my own personal stories and stories that I've experienced through family members and community, church members. Mm-hmm. You know, but I wanted to write a tune that addressed these things head on. You know, you kind of hear certain songs touch on it, but I wanted to go straight to the issue.
Did you ever gamble away the rent money?
I've never gambled away the rent money. But, you know, dogging the nice ladies, you know, or shifting the blame or rejecting accountability, you know, I'm guilty of those things.
Yeah. So this, I guess, is not a song you would have written 10 years ago.
Absolutely not.
So what's changed in the intervening years?
Just growth as a man and as an artist, as a listener.
As a listener to music, as a listener to other people?
Life, just life in general, you know. I learned to kind of walk around and be a bit more observant, you know, not only of my own experiences, but other people.
Right, and you've got a couple of kids now.
Exactly, that's a huge difference in my transition, you know, and transformation. So I wanted to write, you know, real meaningful lyrics that talked about real life issues.
Easier said than done. At what point did you feel you were actually able to do that, where the lyrics were coming and you were like, oh, this is actually working?
About 5 years ago, you know, it started coming naturally, which is how I wanted it in the first place, you know. The first 5 years after I guess, walked away from everything, I wanted to focus on my children, you know, get to know what that relationship was all about, being a father. And then allow that to kind of cleanse my head and my heart so I can just, you know, receive more information. And so things begin to kind of come naturally after that.
And the title, Landing on 100, what does that mean?
Well, starting with the 100, 100 is a very, or keep it 100, is a very common term in hip-hop, which is just another way of saying, you know, keep it real.
Keep it real, yeah.
Exactly. So landing on 100, just basically, you know, addressing landing on something that is real to me, something that is truthful to me.
All right. And to record this album, you went where a lot of truth got recorded.
Absolutely.
The same studio where Al Green and, you know, recorded all those great songs, Buddy Guy. I mean, there's a whole...
Ike and Tina as well, I found out.
Yeah? Oh. And the studio's in Memphis, right?
Memphis, Tennessee, Royal Studios, which at that time was run by Willie Mitchell. But now his son, Boo Mitchell, runs it. And was the recording engineer.
Is it still the same studio, the same gear?
As far as I know, a lot of the acoustic treatment is still the same. A lot of the, I think the tape machines are the same. Some of the same drums, same microphones.
I just want to point out, you said tape machines.
Yes.
There was actual analog tape involved in the making.
Landing on 100 was recorded on 2-inch tape.
Nice. Well, that, you know, talk about that classic soul sound.
Yeah.
That doesn't come in a black box.
Exactly. And it's a certain feeling. You just can't duplicate it. You know, it's that thing that makes those records feel the way that they do.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so it's just you, Cody, here in the green space with us today. The band is a great sound, but hearing the song stripped down, you know, there's nothing between you and the listener, you know?
Exactly.
We get to hear the heart of the songs. Mm-hmm. You played guitar for this first one. You moved to the piano for the next one.
Right.
What is this song about? I mean, the title's kind of self-explanatory, but go for it anyway.
Yeah, Love is More Than a Wedding Day, a song that was inspired by my own marriage. Which speaks to love being more than the surface things we get caught up in, you know, financial security, you know, the social contract aspect of it. And really just brings home that, you know, you have to really want that commitment. You have to want to work it out individually and collectively.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
I wanted to offer a song that helped me through my own marriage and hopefully would help others.
All right. Do you want to play it?
Yeah, I'm going to give it a shot.
All right, Cody.
Thank you.
Chestnut is with us on Soundcheck, performing live in the green space and moving from the guitar to our Fazioli piano. Love is More Than a Wedding Day, the full band version, appears on Cody's most recent album, his first in about 10 years. The album's called Landing on 100, and once again, he's playing live for us in the Green Space today on Soundcheck.
It's more than a checkbook, yes. And it's more than the hottest look now. So much more than the bouquet that you'd bring on the first date, honey, yeah. And it's more than ego, man, in the end of love is more than a wedding day. It's more than a green light tag. So much more than a one-night stand. So much more than the slithering and the trick and trade that's fallen hard upon this land. And it's more than ego, man, in the end, love. Love is more than a wedding day. Yeah. Can't walk away when it gets a little heavy now. It's more than a honeymoon, more than a good credit score and a summer cruise, yeah. So much more than the tambourine that sprinkled the melodies we love to hear the choir sing. And it's more than ego, man, in the end. Love is more than a wedding, more than a wedding. So much more, love is more than a wedding day. Yeah, listen, you can't walk away when it gets a little heavy now. Said I pray, y'all know I pray. You don't walk away when it gets a little heavy now. Said it's more than a green light tag. So much more than a one-night stand. So much more than the swaggering and the trick and trade that's falling hard upon the land. It's more than ego, man, in the end. Love is more than a wedding, more than a wedding. So much more. Love is more than a wedding. So much more than a wedding. Day I believe love is so. Love is more than a wedding day. I'm believing, I believe love is more. Love is more than a wedding day. I believe it.
Listen.
Said we made it. We made it. Yes, loving, we made it. And I still love you. We made it, Brina. Say we made it, Brina. We made it on through this madness. Oh, darling, it's more than a wedding. I'm convinced there's more than all this world, more than all my selfishness. It's more than all, more than the meanest mind could imagine. I found out that you can't lie on real love. Oh, I believe it. 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 I believe that love is more. Love is more. Love is more than a wedding day. More than a wedding. Love is more. Love is more. much more, so much more, so much more.
Cody Chestnut, live on Soundcheck, here in our special video webcast from the Green Space, and a song called Love is More Than a Wedding Day.
Yes.
Cody, were you just slow jamming your own marriage with that song there?
Well, I don't know about slow jamming it, but I was definitely reflecting on it and how it gave me the courage to speak on things that are really meaningful to me.
Mm. You know? How old are your kids now?
3 and 9.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of music are they getting? I mean, do you sing to the kids? What kind
I do. I have since they were in their mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to expose them, you know, to a wide range of music. Of course, when my son is out, you know, with his friends, whatever, he may hear something on the radio. But I try to play really, you know, real quality soul music that touched me as a kid,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, yeah, they really love it. My son, he plays around with the guitar a little bit. You know, my daughter, you know, she responds to music in a very joyful way.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's a very important part of our household.
So who were the people that when you were 9 years old were kind of, you know, turning your head?
Songs in the Key of Life, Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was a staple in the house. We were listening to it on the road, and each time I hear it, I think about just the energy in the house, you know, the way it moved my mother. And Michael Jackson, Off the Wall.
Mm.
And later on, it became Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. Those are like maybe the three biggest albums of my childhood.
Now, you know, I remember Marvin Gaye, What's Going On. And mm. I remember being way older before I realized what was going on.
Absolutely.
On that record.
Absolutely.
So was it the same
thing? Yeah, I didn't learn to really appreciate it until I became an adult. And maybe last 15, 20 years. But I remember hearing the music and the feeling that it gave me as a kid. But yet, it's a record that you grow with, I believe.
We're speaking with Cody Chestnut. His new album's called Landing on 100. And Cody, this is an odd question to ask on the radio where people can't see how your name is spelled. But Chestnut is spelled right. with two capital T's right. at the end. What's the significance of that?
It's just a nod to my childhood. You know, it was a neighborhood thing. And so, yeah, I put that in there just as a piece of my personal history.
Okay. So it's like a graffiti tag or something? I don't know. What was your neighborhood?
No, just a nickname kids gave me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. And so you've stuck with it through all of these years.
Yeah.
So you've just come off a tour. You've got this new recording. So have you found the balance between family and the life of a professional touring musician?
Still working on it. This has been really the first test. Because my first child was born, I didn't tour as much. I would do, you know, some dates here and there. But this is the first real tour I've been on since both of my children were born. So I'm trying to strike that balance. You know, it's been hard. You know, using Skype a lot. You know, that's helped quite a bit. You know, to close the gap and keep my presence in the household.
Yeah.
And
the experience of being in Memphis in that great old studio recording this album.
Mm-hmm.
Can you look forward to doing it again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. When the time is right, you know, I believe in allowing it to happen and not forcing it or rushing it as I did with this project. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, recording some new material. I have about maybe 6 or 7 songs that I'm liking right now.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. So the hiatus, the long period between Headphone Masterpiece and the new one, turns out to have been a productive one for you.
I feel it has.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Cody. Thank you for playing for us here on the stage of the Green Space in our live video webcast. Cody Chestnut's most recent recording is called Landing on 100. This is Soundcheck.
Thank you.
You can watch a full video of our conversation and in-studio performance with Cody Chestnut on our website, soundcheck.org.